I can offer a charm and variety, are renowned for learning and piety. Still I'd advance ye without impropriety, Father O'Flynn's the flower of them all. Here's a health to ye, Father O'Flynn, shanty and shanty and shanty again. Powerfulest preacher and tenderest preacher, and kindliest creature in old Donegal. Don't talk of your provost and fellows of Trinity, famous forever at Greek and Latinity, faith and that gibbles and all that divinity, Father O'Flynn that make cares of them all. Come, I venture to give him a word, never the likes of his logic was heard. Down from mythology into theology, troth and conchology, if heed the call. Here's a health to you, Father O'Flynn, shlanty and shlanty and shlanty again, powerfulest preacher and tenderest preacher, and kindliest creature in old Donegal. Ach, Father O'Flynn, ye've a wonderful way with you, all our sinners are wishful to pray with you, all the young children are wild for to play with you, you've such a way with you, Father Vic. Still, although you've so gentle a soul, gad, ye've your flock in the grandest control. Checking the crazy ones, coaxing on easy ones, lifting the lazy ones on with a stick. Here's a health to you, Father O'Flynn, shlanty and shlanty and shlanty again, powerfulest preacher and tenderest preacher, and kindliest creature in old Donegal. And though quite avoiding all foolish frivolity, yet at all seasons of innocent jollity, where was the play by good fame and equality, at comicality, Father, with you? Once the bishop looked grave at your jest, till this remark sent him off with the rest. Is it lame gaiety? All to the laity. Cannot the clergy be Irishmen too? Here's a health to you, Father O'Flynn, shanty and shanty and shanty again, powerfulest preacher and tenderest preacher, and kindliest creature in old Donegal.